love each and every one of you. I'm glad you came tonight and helped share. And you know, as we get together and we pray for one another and we stand together as we read God's Word and have whatever message He's got for us tonight, and we just thank Him. I'm glad y'all are here. I'm going to ask you, if we're going to go ahead and get right into the Word. I know we've asked some people to help set up tables afterwards and all. I don't want to make anyone linger. If y'all would, please turn to the Gospel according to John. We're going to go to chapter 1. Very familiar scripture. Praise God. Now, this isn't as much here as it looks. I promise you I won't be lengthy. But as we go to chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 5. If y'all would read with me tonight. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to You tonight, Lord, we ask, dear Lord, that You would just let Your Word flow. Lord, I ask that You would just use this vessel, dear Lord, that just step out of the way and let Your Word go through with You and the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank You for each and every one that's here tonight. Lord, as Your Word goes forth, dear Lord, may it just pierce our hearts and our minds and our ears, dear Lord. May we find that peace and, Lord, understanding that You would like us to have tonight with this message. But, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Praise God. I don't know if they've swapped mics. Yeah, they have. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is such a familiar passage. But, you know, I really love looking back over that again. And I look at it so many times in my studies. And I'm going to tell you where we're going tonight. There's a title that... And I'm so glad Sister Jennifer was playing Victory in Jesus, because the title of our message tonight is Victory Through the Word. And I am so touched by the way the Lord has been working on me lately. I don't know about y'all, but I've got a few miles on me. And I've been up and down some roads that it seems like that not always have I made the right choices or the right turns. But as the Lord's worked with me and through His grace and mercy, and He's allowed me to turn towards Him, He's given me the opportunity not only to speak for Him, but to sit under a pastor that I honor very much and other pastors that I've sat under over the years. And I am so very blessed. But I'm going to ask you tonight, is there anyone here blessed tonight?
Yes, amen.
Amen. One other question. Is there anyone in here victorious tonight? Amen. I can say amen to both of them. Being blessed and being victorious is something that God has allowed in my life. So that's what we want to talk about tonight. As we look at it, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we think about that so much. We talk about the Word. And this is, to me, is the Word of God. It's a living Word. It is truth from cover to cover. I'm a firm believer in this Word. But you know, I've looked at it in so many different ways here recently, and I'll get to it in a minute. I don't want to jump too far ahead. But I wanted to give us a little facts about this Word of God. The living Bible. You know, I started doing some reading, and you can Google about anything on the Bible. But there's some very interesting things that I want to bring out tonight. And, you know, y'all probably know all this. I'm the one that has to look it up. And I'm not saying this author that I got this from is completely accurate. But it says from 1850 to 1975, over 2.5 billion Bibles were sold. 2.5 billion. And it says that if you go from the beginning to now, including all the Bibles that are given away and all the translations through 2019, it's over 5 billion Bibles. Now you think about that, 5 billion copies of the Word of God. And I know there are those theologians that will get into the different translations, and it's not even talking about other, but it's talking about the Bible. And when I Googled that, I looked at it and I said, man, that is unbelievable. But you think about that book, and I don't know about y'all, but I'm very blessed. I just already said that. And God's given me a victory over so many things. But if you look at my house, and I know people that know me, they know there's usually one in my Jeep. There's one on my desk at work. There's one in this room, that room, this different things. And then I remember growing up was the family Bible that sat on the coffee table. that my mom and dad wrote all the names of all the people they could remember and who they couldn't. It's got pictures in it stuck in there. And then it's also got memorial cards of those that God has called home. But that family Bible was a centerpiece. And now we lost Mom in January, and Dad'll be 92 the 29th, good Lord willing. That's what he told me yesterday. He said, if the Lord lets me, I'm going to be 92 the 29th. And I said, well, that's only 3 weeks away. Now, he doesn't remember me coming much, because when he came to the door yesterday, he acted like I was the long-lost child. He ran out there to see me, him and his two dogs. And he doesn't remember when you were there, what you were doing, but he can talk about the Lord. He'll start crying in a heartbeat and tell you how he misses Mom. We lost her in January. And how the Lord's blessed him. And he told me, he said, you know, my two granddaddies, were one of them was 99 or 98, and the other one was in his mid-90s. He said, you know, the Lord might let me make it that long. And I says, well, you need to, because Miss Elaine's already got him a birthday card for his 95th. So I said, you got to hang around to get that one. But it's just a wonderful thing, and I think about where God's brought me from, but I think about His Word. And I have to be honest with you. I'm stubborn. Most of y'all know that. I also like to cut up and have fun. But this is a roadmap right here that I wish I'd have used it from the day I was saved until now. Because this roadmap would have saved me so many pitfalls, so many mistakes, so many burnt, bruised knees, so many issues, that because I wanted to do it myself. And I thank God for the men of God and women that have taught us in Sunday school, those that have preached the Word, those that have stood strong with me, and those prayer warriors that I know prayed for me during my time. But we talk about this Bible. Now, y'all going to have to excuse me. I was sitting there. Elaine got me a keypad to go with my tablet, and I can fly. The spelling's not good, because, you know, when the Word thing thinks you meant this, it types something else. But I wrote down some things that I'm going to read, and this is just from my heart. Our Bible, which is the living Word, is the Word of God. And I was just thinking about it, and it says the Bible's full of history and facts, laws and commandments, love, provisions, life's directions, family values, guidance, and our salvation, which is the highest love, which is the love of God. But then I started thinking and praying, and I typed in a few more things. It has a convicting word. That conviction is strong in my heart right now. A truthful word. A directing word. A loving word. It is equipping. It is holiness. Reliability. Blameless. It has protection and wisdom. Faithfulness. Trust. And I typed in again, salvation. But this is where my heart started bubbling and reminiscing. And it says, and full of the precious love, in the name above all names, our only hope, our Redeemer, and our hope, the Holy and the Lord above all lords, and that's Jesus Christ. That's what this word is full of. It's a direction that my heart tonight, and I want to talk to us about that victory and being victorious and being blessed. And they go together so much in my heart and my thoughts tonight. And I'm just going to say this, and I just typed a lot of things down, but also as I was reading about the number of Bibles, there was another place I was looking at, and it talks about through archaeology and the studies of the Word, they are uncovering so many truths that are proving how true this Bible is. You know, I didn't realize this, that they had actually dug up the Pool of Bethesda to include its five porches. And they talked about it being there. It's proof. They said, if you read in Luke with all the cities, all the names that he used in his writings, so many of them have been verified in the historical things. There's no way this could have been written without the hand of God guiding each and every word and each and every letter that was put down. The Holy Spirit guided it completely. And you know, it is so acceptable and it's so true, and it's given us a chosen direction that if we follow this journey, our life will be so fulfilled, so perfect. Not that we're not human, But the guidance that God gives us is so true in this word tonight. I want to talk to you about victory, and I want to talk to you about. I use that a lot, but you know, I ask you if you were blessed. But I want to. It's not. I just want to use my words here. I want to give you the word of God. We read John 1 through 5. But in 2 Timothy, listen to this, these descriptions that God gives us in His Word about the Bible. 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Is that not powerful? And if y'all want to read along, I won't go real fast. I'll give y'all a chance. But that was 2 Timothy 3 and 16, or if anybody wants a copy or to write these down afterwards. And I didn't put them all down. Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of our heart. Of the heart, excuse me. Think about that. Not only is His Word guiding me and directing me, but it's also a discerner of what's in my heart when I'm seeking Him or what I'm direction. Whether it be something I just use it to fit my situation, or am I really using His Word to guide my situation? I don't want to just pick and choose. In Psalms 119, 105, I love this one. The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Gosh, if I'd have just used that as a direction for me, do you realize how many times I've stubbed my toe or messed up or even worse? If I'd have just let Him guide me and be that lamp on my feet. This Word is so, I guess my whole heart is just pierced here lately. I've been seeking something and God knows what it is. But in Colossians 3:16 it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Listen to these next two words. "Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." His Word is so powerful. He even gives us in His own Word what His Word is. And this is just a few. These are just some of the writings. If you look back in the Old Testaments, and even if you look in the different places, you know, we read in Isaiah so many times around Easter about, you know, about His, the, He was actually His. He was telling us about Jesus and what was going to happen to Him and all the different things that go on. We read in Psalms, and we hear the, you can just read the praise. You know, Psalms 100 is something that I remember so much, is make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But my heart has to be in the right place to make a joyful noise. If I'm ashamed, or I'm allowed myself to get in a doldrum or in a situation, it's very hard to worship the Lord with a clear heart. But thanks to His Word and the victory that He's given each and every one of us, we're able to turn this situation around and ask for forgiveness. That precious blood that was shed for you and I. That's how we can be victorious. That's how we can be blessed. Because without God's divine intervention, and I'm asking each and every one of you just to think about it. I'm not asking you to raise your hand. But without His divine intervention, where would you be tonight? If it wasn't for prayer, if it wasn't for someone guiding you, but most of all, if it wasn't for His convicting word that came forth, that was preached to each and every one of us. You know, we talk about different kind of preaching. Y'all know I'm different than everybody else. Everybody that gets behind this pulpit, everyone has a style or whatever. I'm like Brother Tony. When the Lord's ready, He's going to give me that shout and firing message. And I'm going to run up and down those aisles with Brother Tony as he's talked about Sunday night. But he'll probably beat me because he's got much longer legs. But God is great. But if He can use me where He wants me, Sister Karen, I just want to be His servant. I just want to be used the way He wants me to do. And I humbly say that before y'all because I love each and every one of you. I never want to do anything that the Lord doesn't want me to do. I don't want me up here. I just want to be that vessel the Lord can use. But I have to tell you where this message comes from. Y'all know a few weeks ago when I preached, I talked about my new trainee. And it's given me a chance to really look at some scripture because she's asked some good questions. She said, I've always heard that the Lord will not put more on you than you can handle. But she said, I can't find it in the Bible. So I started looking it up. And it led me to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And I think translations or as words get changed. But y'all, if you want to, turn there. But it's just very short. But I used it in being tempted, where it says in 1 Corinthians 10, 13, it says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. When I'm going through this journey, and no matter what kind of temptation each and every one of us face, and I know we've all faced temptations, I should assume that. I'm assuming everyone's faced temptation. But I want to read it to you one more time the way I read it. There hath no temptation taken you, but as such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. In this generation that we live in this life that we're going through, there's so many temptations out there right now. We talk about young people pretty regular. I've got young grandkids, 16, two 12-year-olds, and a 6-year-old. And I'm concerned with what they're being taught and what they're hearing. And I know these temptations come in. And we all say this, is that tickling of the ear, that sweetness of the taste, that fragrance that's enticing, or maybe something they see that just enlightens them. But God has told each and every one of us, and as we teach these young ones, that they can fight off that temptation. You know, that the old joke when we were young, I guess I was still young when I heard this, but the devil made me do it. No. You're being tempted. You're being enticed. You're being directed. But the walk that we're in now and these temptations, that's why I want to talk about the Word tonight. This is something that's given me thing. I was looking at how the Word helps me be victorious in our guidance. When you look up something in the Bible, and like I said, I want to look it up to be what God wants me to see. I don't want to find something that fits what I want it to be. It's like when I pray for something, I've really had to be honest with you. I used to say, God, I want this. Fix this. I wanted that new car. I didn't really pray. But then I'm praying, Lord, help me make the payments. I'm the one that bought the new car. God didn't just place it in my hands. So, you know, even in a business adventure, even in our education, in everything that we do, we need to be in tune with what God wants us to be. He wants us to be victorious so we can count our blessings in everything that we go through. He is there for us. We're the ones that separate ourselves or shut Him off. Or what did it say? And I love this. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. His light is there. But if we want to stay in the darkness, just like we say all the time, you flip on the lights and the little bugs go scampering, or you go outside. Matter of fact, when did it rain the other night? We had a little sprinkle, and I hadn't seen rain in so long, I had to open the door and look at it. Well, I opened the door, and there was one of them little birds about that tall, beak about that long, comes whizzing through my head, comes in the living room, makes a U-turn, right turn, and goes down the hall into Elaine's back room. If y'all have seen us trying to catch that bird, which we ended up actually calling, my son happened to call. And Elaine says, I got to go. Your daddy's back there fixing to tear up that room to catch that bird. I didn't invite that bird in. But I opened the door and let him in. That temptation, when sin comes in, when that evil wants to get in and put that foothold in our door, just a little bit at a time. But see, God wants me to be victorious. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to stand around and say, yes, I'm blessed. And I've got victory over the things that are coming against me. If it's sickness, If it's a storm, if it's wealth, if it's finances, if it's marital problems, if it's trying to raise our children and wonder, where did I go wrong? How did I get in this situation? But if I'd have used this roadmap and I'd have kept the truth that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I call it my Bible, but it's the Word of the Lord, cover to cover. It is my roadmap, my directory. I want to go over a couple of these with you. And like I said, it's not going to be real long, but I'm going to try not to. I don't want to put too much of me in here tonight. I love to talk, which y'all don't know that. I'm just telling you. But I wrote these down, and I used some scripture. And yeah, I'm not that smart to know each one of these scriptures. I had to put them down, and I planned. And if any of them's not proper, please let me know, because I did some late night copying and pasting, and I'm not the best person at that. Matter of fact, Brother Billy showed me how to send a contact to someone else on my iPhone. I didn't even know you could do it. So, being convicted. Anybody here had conviction when you're in a situation? Maybe I shouldn't be here. Maybe this isn't right. But did we listen to it? Did we think about it? But read what the 2 Timothy 3:16 says. And I know I read it a minute ago. It says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. If I use that conviction, and I'm going to say, you know, I really shouldn't be here. Sometimes when you look around saying, what am I doing in this situation? Or how did I get here? If I'd have listened to the Lord and His Scripture and He says, refrain from this. Don't do this. These Ten Commandments of love right here. If we just follow the Ten Commandments, if you look at the crime list, would be gone. Because you're not going to have all. You're not going to steal. You're not going to have any other God. You're not going to have any idols. You're going to honor your mother and father. You're going to do everything that we are. That love thing. There would be no situation. Just with the Ten Commandments. Not counting everything else that God's prepared for. Being tempted. Okay, so God's told me not to, but I was tempted. I want to open that door. There's something back there. You know, I talked about this. Elaine laughs at me. Why in a horror movie, some young person's in there by themselves, they hear a noise up in the attic or a scream, they're just crawling out of bed, not decent, wanting to go up in that room and see what's going on. What's that temptation? What are you expecting to find? Flee from it. Even when you're tempted and you have to leave your coat and run away, you might end up in prison. But flee from it. Flee from it. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. This is common, temptations. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. He's telling me that I can turn away from, He will not tempt me more than I can handle. Now I know I've got the Holy Ghost, and I know the Lord has touched me, and I've got power in His name. But it says, but the will of temptation also will make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You can bear temptation. Oh, when they cut me off on the highway. I've been driving a lot more with this new temporary job. A lot more. And I've never seen so many runners in my life. I've seen cars in every lane. And for some reason, they'll get in front of me twice. Because I'm passing them again. Oh, okay, Lord. I said, pray for them. That's what I need to do. I said, Lord, let them keep us all safe. God, we need your hand. What about another one? After all these situations have happened, these are just a few that I wrote down. What about, but that gives you victory when you can handle temptation, or victory when you can handle conviction. What about forgiveness? Not like this one. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Forgiveness, and that's just the word I wrote down, but if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Put that in perspective. Now I have to say this. Recently I've heard this talking about our government or our country. Well, what about your home? What about you? Turn from your wicked ways. pray, seek God's face, and turn from the wicked ways. Then we'll hear from heaven. Call on the name of Jesus. We ask Him for forgiveness. Lord, I can't do this anymore by myself. I can't fix these problems. Lord, I'm lost. It's so dark in here. I'm ashamed to even look at myself in the mirror or let my family see me or don't even want to think. I don't even want anybody to ever feel that, well, I can't go to the altar. They're going to think bad things about me. Turn from it. Hit your knees. Let your brothers and sisters pray with you. Nobody's going to ask you any questions. God already knows. And He will not only heal and forgive you for your sins, but He's going to heal your land. He's going to heal the situation. He's going to strengthen us. Let that anger go. Let that, you know, the temptations, those convicting powers. Well, what about sickness? You know, we've got sickness in our family or sickness at home or one of us is suffering for someone or we've got a diagnosis that, how are we going to handle, you know, what are we going to do? Well, what does God say? What does His Word say? James 5, 14 through 15. It's used all the time for those that believe. But it's not that I'm just going to read it and everything's going to be okay. I have to put my faith in it. I have to sincerely go to the Lord on my knees, in my heart. Whether I'm prostrate on the floor where I'm standing, whether you're in the shower, you're in a bathroom floor, you're in a hospital room, whatever. But it says, is any sick among you? Excuse me. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, name of Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. James 5, 14 through 15. That sickness can be any kind of sickness. It can be addictions. It can be lust. It can be anything that we classify. We look at it as a healing sickness. But I wrote behind each and every one of these the word victory. Because God's going to heal. And the one that I mentioned two or three times when I was writing over here, salvation. Do you realize this written word, the word of God, from the beginning to now forevermore, offers salvation and an answer for each and one of these situations that we go through. Our roadmap to victory. John 5, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. That's victory. Verily, verily, you know, we've all talked about that. Listen up, listen up. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that precious Lamb was calling out to each and every one of us in this passage. Not only believe in Him, but those that sent Him and God in the direction that He has us to go. That is true victory. That's our salvation. I'm almost through. But this is the victory. I know there's many more. Y'all could probably all quote much more than I can read. I am not a big memory person. I know bits and pieces, enough to get me in trouble sometimes. But when the Lord's calling on me, I know enough to praise His holy name. But I've got two more. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That is true victory. What a blessing. What a victory. And then one more, Proverbs 24:16. I like Proverbs. For a just man falleth seven times and what? Rises up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. That's victory. That just man, that saved person, that life that we're to live, that truthful answer that God has given each and every one of us, And I just wrote a few. I didn't even put them. You know, I had so many other thoughts, and I knew this was a Wednesday night service, and I was trying to limit our time factor. But I also know that each and every one of you have gone through these situations of life. We've all got testimonies of praise. We've got testimonies of glory. We can tell of our victory. But can you imagine? As we saw that sung that song tonight, there's victory in Jesus. But if we read His Word, don't read it like you're just wanting to have a trophy and say, I read it. Read it and let the Lord convict you. Read it and let the Lord help you with those temptations. Read it and let the Lord heal you. Read it so you'll learn true forgiveness. Read it so we'll know what we should do with our family, we should do with our life, we should do with all the situations that's going forward. Read it from the depths of your heart. But most of all, read that convicting power and the truth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There is no other way. There is no other name but the name of Jesus. It says, by no other name will He be known. And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's the Word. I'm here to tell you tonight. You're not going to convince me any other way. You're not going to convince me that without that precious blood that was shed for me, that atoning power, that He actually opened up and God allowed at this time for the veil to be rent from top to bottom to prove that it couldn't be done by man. That we have that open door, that we can come directly to the Holy of Holies. God hears our prayer of a sinful. He hears our cry. He hears those that are lost when they cry out. Say, Lord, I'm not worthy to even come into your house or to speak to you. Lord, I need help. I need you in my life. I need you in my whole life. I need to be fixed so I can help. We can pray for my family. We can pray for my land. We can pray for the direction that you have me to go in. Lord, I've been running around in circles. You know, even when we admit that we're just playing a game, you know, we've said it many times from up here, Brother Eddie, I love the way he puts it. He puts it so much more perfect than I could even begin to. But just being a church member, just walking through those doors, it's not going to send you to heaven. You can be the nicest person. I'll be honest with you. I've always told people, I always felt like I was a good guy. You know, I don't kick dogs, and I'll help people go across the street and stuff like that, but that just meant I was a Boy Scout back at that age. I was a Boy Scout. You know, you're thrifty, loyal, all the things that we said in our oath. But I wasn't a Christian. I was just a good guy. If we were proud of ourselves, you know, we helped. We'd go camping or somewhere, and we left the campsite cleaner than it was when we came. You know, we did our duty. That's not what I want to do with this. I don't want to just say, I read the Word or the Bible. No, I want that Word in me. I want it deep in me. I want it to be. I want to appreciate, not just appreciate, but I want to worship the Lord in truth and His Spirit. I want to come to Him, and I want Him to come to me and fill me with His Holy Spirit. I want Him to guide me in everything that I do. And as I was reading that, I said this earlier to help that young lady, and that, you know, it just, the temptation part just kept coming back and forth to me. That temptation. He says He'll help us get by it. Doesn't matter what the temptation is. Now, I know there's situations that people have got themselves so deep they can't see their way out. But we need to be there with them to pray with them. And then we need to tell them about Jesus. And then we tell them about that saving power. And we need to tell them that He sacrificed Himself. That He didn't have to die on the cross. We all know. He could have called down just hundreds, you know, the angels just come down in hordes just to take over, just fix everything. He didn't have to. But He loves you. He loves me. And I know y'all are Wednesday night crowd, I know this, but I just wanted to talk to you about your victory that you all said you had, that you were victorious. I want to talk about your blessings. Where did it come from? It comes from God and Jesus Christ. That's right. Amen. That's where it comes from. It's not a coincidence. I'm not lucky. No, I'm blessed. Car barely misses. You know, like I said, I'm putting in a lot of miles, and I know I'm not the only one. But I just want to be honest with you. When you walk through these doors, or you walk out these doors, don't leave without Jesus. Don't leave without Him inside. Don't leave without knowing, without a shadow of a doubt, if He calls you home tonight, that you're ready. If there's something that's tearing you apart or your family or whatever the situation is, don't leave without giving it to the Lord. And as we say, when you bring it to the Lord, don't pick it up, put it back in your pocket, take it back with you. Leave it there. Isn't that the song? Leave it there. Because that precious blood, there's a song that I'm going to get Miss Jenner for them to do one day. I've mentioned it to her a couple times, but I didn't get her the information. I love it. We do Pandora on Sunday mornings listening, and I don't know the group or anything, but it says that I belong to the Lord, that you can't go through the blood, come through the blood. You got to get to the blood to get to me. And that's how bold and strong I want to be. I want to be as close as I can. Praise God. I love y'all tonight. I wasn't trying to be too lengthy. I wasn't trying to be, but like I said, the Lord's laid on my heart that I really need to look at what His Word is. And it's easy to call it that life, you know, you call it different things, but it is a roadmap. And I want to get back on the trail. You know that I don't want to ride the fence. I don't want to be too close to the edge. I remember my parents used to say, don't go over there. Come back over this way. It's because they loved us, right? They wanted to keep us safe. You get out of the car, first thing I want to do is run around. You say, whoa, you stay right here by me. And how many times y'all grabbed a hold of their hands? Or you little ones that's in here tonight know your hand's been grabbed a hold of. Or better yet, the shoulder, the back of the head, whatever it took to grab you before you ran out there. It's because they love you. It's not because you're doing something wrong. It's because we love you. I see little Carter and the other little ones out here that I'm not calling everybody's name, but I know they're so special and their sweet smiles. We want the best for them. That's what your Lord wants for you. That's why this is here for us, this living Word. Well, praise the Lord. Let's all stand. I've said a lot tonight, but I hope just one thing that was said, just any scripture that was read, because I believe the Lord's Word goes out, it will not go out void. I believe we need to hear it. I believe we need to take time. If you're devotional time, if you're struggling for that, work on your schedule. You know, there's not any more minutes than there are any other days. There's just, you know, 24 hours and the minutes and all that in the day. But make time that you and the Lord can just use His Word. Pray. Say, Lord, if I open this up and read tonight, show me what you want me to see. Give me that understanding. And I'll grant you, yeah, I've read that before. No, read it again. That's why it's called the Living Word. There'll be things that'll be shown to you. I've called Elaine. I said, do you see this? Do you realize what I just read? She goes, yeah. Because it wasn't meant for her right then. It was meant for me. Praise God. Let's all just bow our heads. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, if there's anyone in this congregation tonight, dear Lord, that needs reassuring, anyone this, Lord, that needs to just to bring something to you, dear Lord, may they just come now, dear Lord. May you just touch each and everyone's heart. May you guide us and direct us. And, dear Lord, if there's anyone in this room that has a prayer request tonight, if you want to raise your hand or a need, just let me see your hands and we will pray for you. Yes, God sees each and every one. Lord, we know you're healing. We know you're providing. Dear Lord, we know that our victories and our blessings are from you. Dear Lord, may we take this opportunity, and even this scripture to some of us is just refreshing words. But, dear Lord, may it be just freshly on the tips of our tongue and in our mind. Dear Lord, that as we go forward, if we go through a situation, that we can seek you, and you will give us that word that we need to hear. Lord, you will guide us and protect us. But, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us for our sins. Lord, forgive us for our shortcomings. But, dear Lord, we sincerely seek you and your guidance. Lord, we ask for your holy presence, the Holy Ghost to be amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord, your protection, your provisions with our children, our grandchildren. Dear Lord, each and every one of us, we're back and forth to work or whatever you would have us to be. Lord, we thank you to be with our pastor and Miss Penny as they're getting away for a few days. Dear Lord, I know you bring them back refreshed. And, dear Lord, as we celebrate Pastor Appreciation coming up this weekend, dear Lord, there's no way we can show them how much we love them and appreciate them. But, dear Lord, we ask for your blessings just to be poured out amongst them. And, dear Lord, they'll feel your holy presence. And, dear Lord, they'll know that without a shadow of a doubt, they're in your will. Lord, I pray for all the Sunday school teachers, all the leaders. Lord, this congregation, these that are here tonight, bless their homes and their families. Keep us all safe. Lord, bring us back at our appointed time. But, dear Lord, we just praise your holy name in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all have a great evening. Anybody wants to meet us over the Curtis Center?